It's 8:07 on the morning show. Let's see, 71 degrees in downtown Charles City. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning. Gorgeous Friday. It's Friday the 13th, but it's going to be a good one.
It is Friday the 13th. Of course, my computer's constantly reminding us that it was 90 yesterday. It's stuck at 90 degrees. I'm not sure why. But thankfully, we don't need to relive that today. In the studio, we got two special guests talking about the Charles City RAGBRAI. We got Floyd County Emergency Management Director Drew Mitchell in studio, along with Charles City's Tom Bach. Of course, he's from down the road. Tom, good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How goes it today?
Great.
Excellent.
I'm gonna scooch this up just a smidge, so we can.
Of course, it is a big anniversary coming up this Sunday with the anniversary of the 1968 tornado here in Charles City, which brings us to our topics of the day: severe weather and preparedness for the upcoming RAGBRAI. Go ahead and talk about the plans for that.
It's pretty constant from about, you know, when we started this back in February all the way up till the day, and it gets a lot busier as well, obviously, when February or July 28th comes. So we just, our big thing is what we're prepared with is just severe weather, tornadoes. I mean, when you bring in 20,000 extra people to a community that has 7,500, emergency situations, disasters are likely going to increase. So just having a plan for emergency shelters, road closures, everything like that is very important to have.
Definitely. Now, is there going to be some sort of like a notification going out? I know some communities have this text line that people can sign up for. Is Charles City going to have something like that?
Yeah, so actually Floyd County does. And if you visit the Charles City website or Floyd County website, it's called Alert Iowa. Emergency management's website for the county, then City of Charles City has a link as well that you can sign up for.
Excellent.
So with this many people in the community on that day, should there be severe weather?
Which we hope there's not.
Well, of course. However, it is something that, you know, it's going to be July. You never know. Do you have all the plans in place yet, or is that something you're still working out?
Yeah, the plans are pretty well in place. We just have to get everything, the final approval by the county and by the city council. We've got all the storm sites done. We've got basically all the communications worked on. The street closures have already been planned. So the information will come out accordingly if the weather's bad. We also have people that are going to be watching the weather continuously that day.
And that's the beauty of all the technology in this day and age versus...
Yeah, we didn't have this just a few short years
right,
ago.
Right, right. So it's great that you're going to be able to kind of foresee the forecast. Of course, it's even kind of accurate a week out anymore, it seems.
Yeah.
Although things certainly can change. So do you want to highlight a few of the plans, Tom, or is that still not all in stone?
Well, most of the locations where the people will be going will be either to churches or larger locations. It's a tornado. If it is a tornado, of course, the sirens are going to go off, so everybody's going to need know to run for shelter at that point in time. So we will have access to all those facilities, some which will be open 24 hours anyway for the RAGBRAI event, and some will not, but we'll have access to get into those locations in a very short period of time if the weather comes. And unlike some of the other parts of RAGBRAI that literally end basically at midnight, so to speak, we're there until they're out of town. So our responsibility is from when they start coming to town to when they leave town. So if inclement weather is gonna come in the middle of the night, we will also be made aware of that ahead of time so that we can get those notifications out.
And of course, you know, KCHA is going to be teaming up very closely with that too. So if there is any severe weather again, which we hope there's not, but it's Iowa, we'll cover it as well here on KCHA too. So is there any website that those riders can go to get the latest information on that?
The latest information is basically on Charles City RAGBRAI site, which it's not there yet because it can't go until it's physically approved by the two entities we talked about earlier. But once it's there, it will be on that site. And then all the volunteers, the information booth, they will have access to that information as well.
Well, thank you guys for taking this on. It's a huge undertaking. Obviously, Drew, this is probably a little bit a part of your job, but still can't do it without the huge support of all the volunteers. So
Absolutely. How
are you guys set for volunteers? Are you still in need, or you want to put out a plug for that?
Well, we need volunteers. Amy Asink is in charge of all the volunteers, and she's definitely got sign-up sheets ready. There's many different jobs that people can do, from the older to the younger. So any volunteer will be accepted, and we will place you in things or doing things that you are capable of doing or able to do. So volunteers are very important.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Well, thank you very much for joining us, you two, Drew Mitchell and Tom Bach. And we'll talk to you, I'm sure, before the ride coming up this summer.
Absolutely.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 8:13 with Duran.